Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. As I know, you're scrambling to hunt.
Indeed.
You're scrambling to fish.
And shop.
And you're scrambling at the grocery store getting ready for Thanksgiving. Right. Oh, goodness. Tis the season to be frantic. We are wrapping up 2021 and looking forward to 2022.
I'm sure thinking about this. It's the time of year where you ought to be happy and everyone, road rage is up, you know, all that kind of stuff.
It is nuts. It really is. It really is. But we are going to continue to educate and enlighten, and a great place for those that hunt, particularly antlered critters.
Right.
Boone and Crockett Club, the original conservation group.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, Justin Spring is going to be joining us. He is the director of Big Game Records is his official title. I just say he's a, you know, keeper of all things big.
Right.
You know?
There you go.
Got their new issue of Fair Chase. I love to look at that just to see the latest trends, you know.
That looked like a nice-looking bison on the cover.
Oh, yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. We'll be talking about a variety of things, from fair chase to tips on how you can improve your field judging skills, you know, plus other aspects.
We're going to help you avoid ground shrinkage.
Yes. Plus, we've got our outdoor report, got our best bets, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off-road. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And again, man, there is a lot going on this time of year. And there is just more being added to the pile of opportunities.
Right.
Yeah. One of the big things this time of year, Harold, is the annual winter rainbow trout stocking. It's going to begin on November 24th. I had a number here, the number of trout, Oh, you know the guy.
Yeah.
That counts them, right?
Right, I mean, yeah. One, two. Right. How you doing, Bill? One, two.
352,563 rainbow trout from November 24th through March 6th are going to be stocked. And other than really the Guadalupe River, mm-hmm. where they can get down the colder water, keep your five rainbow trout that you catch.
How do I know where they're going to do this?
Huh?
How do I find out where they stock them?
You're not really going to do that, are you?
No, how do you find out where they're going to be?
Parks and Wildlife website.
It. Oh, okay. They're not hiding it from us. I know that.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Bob. Once an adult, twice a child,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Okay.
But, that's right, my late wife called me her 16-year-old adopted son.
All right, what else is going on? Government spending money, imagine that.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yours or mine?
Yes. The Texas Parks and Wildlife has announced grants to enhance angler access and fish habitat.
Okay.
Last week we mentioned Lake Belton. Mm-hmm. There were some artificial reefs that were put in.
Right.
Love that lake. That's really a cool lake. Well, now there is angler access improvement on the Colorado River at the Texas River Schools Camp. Bandera Angler Park on the Medina River. Lake Fork Fish Habitat Enhancement. These are just a few of the grants that are going to be provided and is going to help improve fishing.
Very good.
And the thing about it, if Parks and Wildlife puts it in, then your maps, your GPS, your electronics, they're going to tell you about it. They're going to mark them.
I like that.
And that'll be some places to go catch something.
Wonderful.
Even you.
Thank
as
you.
Much as you like to fish.
It's been a while. I sure like to blow stuff up, though.
Do you have something?
Yeah, products again. You know, it's the season, and we're looking at things. And
I'm really surprised that you haven't mentioned about the holiday.
Yes.
And, you know, your festive, you know, rendezvous with a friend at a friend's restaurant.
Oh, over at China Garden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You rub my nose in it going, guess what I'm doing?
Well, it was so cool, but for so long, I'd go in there and I'd always get the same thing, Richard, you, and Carol, and they just go, here, you want the jalapeno shrimp and the everything fried rice? You bet.
Right.
And, well, as you know now, some months back, I decided to look at the menu online. I went, you've got duck, and I love duck. But it's a one-day notice. But the roast duck is the best I've ever had, and Richard did it Peking duck style for us.
So you took the time to plan ahead,
yes,
with someone else.
Correct.
Okay.
Because you're always busy. I always invite mm-hmm. you, but you're mm-hmm. going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Christmas, though. VersaCarry is one of my favorite companies. They make phenomenal holsters and belts and stuff. Really, really great products. They're always doing new things, and they've got this thing now. It's a mat. For working on your pistols. You know, you usually get those things are plastic or rubber or whatever, but this is water buffalo leather.
Hmm.
Really great looking, and may I say, tough as a boot. Aha. Uh-huh. But.
Cushion? Is there a foam or some sort of. No.
It's leather. Just right there.
There it is. Okay, you're working on leather.
All tool leather, yeah. Open grade, anti-slide backing on it, though, okay. Premium etchings, but they are. It's 13 by 11 is the work area. But you can get it with these custom embossing on it. My favorite, of course, is Come and Take It. But you can get Don't Tread on Me, get the U.S. flag, you can get the first part of the Declaration of Independence. And it's $29.99, a beautiful leather, and it makes a great premium gift. And your tape measure out. Yeah.
You said what, 13?
I said 13 by 11 work area, so that's for pistols.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's really cool looking, $29.99 online. And look at their other items while they're there. I've got several of the holsters. I love their products. VersaCarry, VersaCarry.com.
I've got to believe then, with it being leather, uh-huh. that over time, that leather work area is going to increase in character.
I'm sure it will. And they also have some leather products also for treatment. I'll probably cover that another day. But they
cool.
They got some great stuff, a great lineup of stuff, and very reasonably priced.
It's the holiday season, and over the yep. next few weeks, we're going to be giving you even more tips and ideas of things that you might consider for the hunter or angler in your life.
Because sometimes they can be difficult to buy things for. But, you know, anytime you can give somebody something that says, come and take it on it with a picture of the cannon, you know it's going to be a great gift, accepted well.
All right, we're going to have you come and take a listen to this spot commercial, and then we're going to be back.
Yeah.
Right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal, owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Then talking about the night ride.
Yep.
Night vision thermal imagery that you can put on your ATV if it has a metal plate, or on top of your F-250.
There you go.
Okay, and have it Bluetooth to your smartphone.
Would it stick on the metal plate in my head, you think?
Probably.
Okay.
And then you could walk around with the remote, having it rotate, you know.
Right. But that's cool. Like, see, you Bluetooth it to either your screen on your vehicle or to your phone.
Yeah.
And that's just wonderful.
Put a propeller on your head, then we can call you Poindexter.
That's right. There you go.
Boy, that was dating us.
Boy.
But anyway, new imagery, checking things out. Not only the critters that are out wandering around, but maybe two-legged vermin that are wandering on your property at night.
Right.
It's a way to stay safe. And really, quite honestly, I think this is a must-have item.
Mm-hmm.
They've got five different models, different objectives for different field of view.
Right.
Pretty neat stuff. Go to their website, Third Coast Thermal's website at thirdcoastthermal.com. Or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. And see what's out in the night.
Sneaky. Okay. Let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday and Tuesday are our two best days of the week. Wednesday's another good one. On Thursday, while we're eating that turkey, the rating slips to fair. But then Friday, it plunges to poor while we're still digesting. Next Saturday and Sunday are two more fair days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, we'll find this major feeding period of the day occurring from early afternoon until the late afternoon and early evening hours right around sunset. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Next weekend, a major time shift occurs. Next Saturday and Sunday, look for game to begin feeding well before sunrise. Continue to feed until mid-morning. This weekend, we remain under the full moon that occurred on Friday. By next Saturday, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. This Sunday through Friday is a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Next Saturday has a single low tide as the only tide of the day, and the next Sunday has a single tide schedule.
All right, before we go any further, we've had our best bets on the weather side. Uh-huh. Had a cool front that came through and is impacting it. It's starting to abate a little bit this weekend. But the projected forecast for Thanksgiving and for next weekend, we got a good one coming. Parts of the state may even see some snow with frost and freeze, you know, across a larger area of the Lone Star State. And stronger fronts mean stronger winds on the coast. You hear us say it time and again. When the north wind blows, the tide drops out, and that's going to dump more bait from the back marsh and lake areas. Birds are going to be working because there will be a warm-up. That's one of the exciting things about fishing right now on the coast is you time when you fish in between either ahead of or after the fronts, and fishing's been phenomenal. Yes, we had a fish kill in the mid-coast area, but Captain Joey Ferris, some of the speckled trout that are being caught and released, you know, are just absolutely phenomenal. Down out of Port Mansfield, Getaway Adventures Lodge, great fish. Reports from Dan L. Wise and Captain Brian Barrera down on the southern part of the coast, and Gulf is still pretty warm, so there's still a few pelagics around, but you've got plenty of redfish that are always there.
Good.
And you've got fish are starting to gang up in some of the channels, holes, and the Brownsville Ship Channel. So fishing opportunity is really good. What's going on our lakes?
I'm not sure.
Might check.
Oh! Well, I have it right here. There we go. Okay, let's go to East Texas. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good. Working crank baits, flipping jigs, buzz baits, wacky rigs, drop shots near creek channels, crossings, points, and trees. Conroe. Black bass are good in 3 to 15 feet of water near tire and rock structures. Using jigs, rattle traps, Texas rigs. 5XD gizzard shad are putting several bass in the boat as well. Fork. Catfish are excellent around baited holes in 20 to 35 feet of water. Lake of the Pines. Crappie have a good early morning bite under the bridge, relating to deeper waters. Still, so many smaller sized crappie are being caught. The backs of creeks are holding crappie very well. Livingston. White bass are good on Reaper Duck Tracker slabs in 9 to 15 feet of water. Crappie are good on jigs in the creek. Toledo Bend. Crappie are being caught around concrete and bridges as the water warms up in the evening. There was a full moon this past Friday, which means another fish feeding cycle will be at high noon on a full moon cycle. Fishing should still be good 3 days after the full moon. Lake Limestone, largemouth bass are good on Texas rigs and chatterbaits. Crappie are good using minnows and brush piles in 12 to 20 feet of water. Palestine, bass are good with topwater bites early, switching to jigs later in the day. Rely on heavy structures such as the boathouse, brush piles, bridges, and laydowns. Richland Chambers. Catfish are good on Danny King's punch bait and timber on the Richland Arm near Crab Creek in 25 feet of water. Texoma. Striped bass are good all over the lake, so follow the bird action to locate the fish. Limits coming in around 1 to 10 feet of water using slabs, Alabama rigs, and swim baits. Yes.
Okay.
And I pause.
And? My turn.
Yes. And everybody thought we memorized all of this.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Well, let's head to South Texas, out Three Rivers Way, where Choke Canyon Reservoir. Crappie fishing is excellent around submerged brush piles in shallower water of 12 to 15 feet in the hardwoods using blue glimmer jigs and minnows. Falcon Reservoir, well, catfish is good, relating to the edge of the main river channel. Along the mouths of creeks where there are flats, live bait is the key. Brownwood, crappie are good on minnows and jigs in the brush piles and near bridge pilings. White bass and hybrids are good on slabs, swim baits, and live bait along the main lake channel. Allen Henry continues to be excellent. On the days leading up to a cold front, the fish feed heavily. And then you want to get down to about 10 feet of water with swim jigs, spoons, and large square bills. The water's warmed up, throw topwater. OH Ivy, bass fishing has been good on swim baits, jerk baits, and Texas rigs. With a creature off the points, crappie are good using crappie jigs in 15 to 20 feet of water. Got the hill country.
Yeah, and our audience out there, too, you folks are going, but you didn't mention my lake. We're giving you the good reports. And we got a lot of lakes in Texas, but we're giving you the good ones, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, in the hill country, canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel edge with live bait. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small silver spoons along bluffs, rock ledges, and rocky shorelines.
Let me tell you what, Canyon is a really overlooked smallmouth fishery. It has really come into its own.
I know, it's pretty.
Yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous, absolutely.
Okay, Travis, finally, below 70, largemouth bass are good off points and in the backs of coves using spinners, crankbaits, shallow flukes. Secondary spots are around main lake points and bluff walls using drop shots and weightless stick baits. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on top waters and plastic frogs early in the day. Carolina rig, plastic worms, shad-like crankbaits, football jigs working the timber, creek ledges, and rocky shorelines are doing real good.
All right, on the hunting scene, just about everything opens up. In fact, later in the program, Harold's going to tell you of some other openings that will occur this weekend and beyond. Duck season is underway. All in all, you need to, number one, they printed the Texas Outdoor Annual, Parks and Wildlife did, and you need to download the app. That way you can be informed as to what's going on dates, bag limits, minimum sizes on fish, et cetera.
Okay. Okay.
All right. On or off the road?
Both. Well,
it's Mercedes?
Not mud bogging, but yeah, but it's... got that 4MATIC, man. It's the 2021 Mercedes-AMG GLA 35 4MATIC, and that's their amazing four-wheel drive system. It's a small luxury SUV is the class this thing has, and obviously it's a Mercedes, so it's going to be great looks, great styling, great handling. And then they add the AMG extra goodies to it. This thing is good mileage because it's got a four-cylinder engine, but it's putting out 302 horsepower. And I thought, if they bolted two of those together, it'd put out 604 horsepower. Just a thought. Anyway, AMG Speed Shift, their 4MATIC performance setup, like I say, and you can select from slippery to sport. So they've got settings for comfort, sport, and my favorite is race. Good touchscreen display, 10.25-inch digital instrument cluster, so like looking at a TV set. Blind spot assist, of course, rear view camera, LED headlamps, LED tail lamps, roadside assistance program. Beautiful paint job, great black leather interior on this thing. 21-inch multi-spoke wheels, their AMG track pace setup, so you can you can do a lot of fun with this thing, more than you'd think. Active brake assist, cross-traffic function, active distance assist, and more. I mean, this thing's loaded to the gills. Base is 47, which is pretty darn good. Mileage on this thing. 23 in the city, 29 on the highway. Mine was loaded with everything you could get, the one I was testing, so it was a skosh over 60. But entry level at 47.5 for a nice Mercedes like this is a really pretty good deal. Check it out. The 2021 Mercedes AMG package, GLA 35 4MATIC, small luxury SUV.
We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about everything big with Justin Spring, director of Big Game Records with Boone and Crockett Club.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, 2022, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. When we talk about cost-effective, reports coming in from numerous ranch managers and landowners is about a 3-to-1 cost savings over traditional protein. You're talking about free choice.
There's a limited intake, though. That's the thing. Because free choice sometimes scares you. We had free choice protein up at my place once. Nearly broke the bank. Gave up on that idea.
No. But with the vitamin and mineral package, really does some great things, particularly once the rut is over with, sometime after the first of the year, bucks will start to recover. Does will be carrying fawns, and then later in the spring, when those fawns are on the ground, doe will be lactating and getting those critters up with their legs underneath them, ready to run and run away from predators.
There you go.
Yeah. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed and to see the entire Fortified Cottonseed story, go to FortifiedCottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Harold, I don't know when you got the trophy bug, but I think I was about 11 years old, and the late Russell Tinsley wrote Outdoor Life book on hunting deer. This predates yellow highlighters, and I have the book with my pencil underlined.
Oh, okay.
Then I found out about Boone and Crockett Club, and the fact, you know, the critters that had made the record book from Texas.
Right.
And I thought, my goodness, I'll never have to hunt anywhere other than Texas.
Well, you can get away with that.
Almost. But there's a lot. And then you look at their website, which is boone-crockett.org, and the first thing I click on, just looking at the best 10 that's on the website, is what could potentially be Colorado's new number one Shiras moose, which comes in at number 6 overall. And it is a beast.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a moose, Shiras moose from Colorado, that when taken was the third largest back when they did the restocking.
Yeah.
This thing dwarfs what I took. I mean, I love the animal that I took. Great hunt. And the guy that gets to see all this stuff. I mean, the keeper of all things big, we call him, Justin Spring. Justin, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Not too bad. Glad to be back.
Yeah, Justin, this is Harold. Do you carry a ruler in your pocket like Olson does? He can pull it out of the way. He's always got it with him.
I have a kit in the truck that goes most places.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay. Yeah.
Trump construction, my dad, you know, in the development business.
Right.
Dad was always measuring stuff. When I got so head over heels over trophy animals and being able to field judge, a Lufkin quarter-inch tape. Now, it is not what they use for measuring, but it's close enough. It'll get you in the neighborhood,
right?
And I carry it. Let's talk about it, because you all have score sheets from which we can learn a lot what makes up a potential animal that would make Boone and Crockett Club's book. But y'all have teamed up with Pope and Young for some new scoring directives and yeah. score sheets. What's going on there?
So it started, we've always kind of had a manual that Boone and Crockett used, and Pope and Young's always used Boone and Crockett scoring system when they were developed in the 60s. They actually got permission from us and said, hey, can we use your scoring system for a archery-only record book? And so it's always been the same system. Well, the last, probably decade, the two different committees have been working pretty close together, and so we decided, you know, why do we have two different manuals, you know, teaching people how to score basically the same system? So we got together with Pope and Young, and earlier this year released a joint measures manual that, you know, I like to say, I mean, if it's your first time, everything you need to know is in there, or if you're on a, you know, judges panel certifying a new world record, all the questions you have on scoring are in that book from both organizations.
Yep, absolutely. I remember when my son took his first deer and I held him off from shooting a young buck. Mm-hmm. Because it was a young buck,
right?
And he was really disappointed. I mean, he had a lower lip, you know, at mm-hmm. lunch.
Yeah.
And he finally asked me, he goes, Dan, would that buck make Boone and Crockett? And I went, oh, he's been listening to me and my buddies, well, you know, talking. Yeah. There is a maturation process that goes along. You can learn along the way. Mm-hmm. A lot of trophies that are cherished. First buck, first whatever.
Well, my cherished trophy is the first deer I took, and it was a doe.
Yeah.
Okay, on a hunt with my dad.
Sure.
That's that memory. That's
absolutely.
The point.
Absolutely.
Not all about size. Let me ask you this, too, Justin.
Wait, hang on. But I was going to a point. Fair chase is one thing that starts from day one as a hunter.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
And always want to bring that up with you all because you all set standards. And for it to be considered by Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young, fair chase statement. Give us a rundown on generally what that means.
Well, you know, basically the idea of fair chase is that, you know, the fair part of it is the deer or the elk or whatever you may be pursuing has an equal or better chance of eluding you than you do of harvesting it. And so the idea is that it's an unknown outcome. And you know, it started as a necessity to save wildlife throughout North America, and it's kind of morphed into today of a place to be that, you know, ensures the acceptance of hunting by the non-hunting public. So, you know, it's always been a very integral part of maintaining wildlife populations and, you know, the North American model and our way of life. Yes, it's a big deal for Boone and Crockett. And if you want to get a buck in the book, you definitely have to follow those fair chase guidelines on your hunt.
Well, I mean, low fence fits in there then, right, Justin?
Yes, it does, yep.
How about some of the new electronic game cameras that will call you on your cell phone, you know, when something shows up and give you video? How is that viewed from Boone and Crockett's perspective, a fair chase?
Well, those cameras with the cellular capability definitely have a potential of being abused. You could, you know, completely cover your property up in them and be sitting in your easy chair until a camera sends you a message that there's deer out there and go shoot it. You know, in our opinion, that's using technology and the deer really doesn't have a chance to escape. Again, with Pope and Young, we sat down and looked at our trail camera policy with those cellular cameras. And, you know, historically it said if you used it at all, it was not eligible. Well, that didn't make a lot of sense. You get a picture of a fawn on a cellular camera that sends it to you. Technically, the way it was written, that wouldn't be eligible for the rest of its life. So that didn't really work. So what we did is, what, like I said, got with Pope and Young, and we said, you know, if you're going to use these cellular cameras, it's okay for scouting. You know, that's the way a lot of them are going, but, you know, you need to make sure that it doesn't elicit an immediate response. So if you use it like you would any other trail camera, you know, you check your pictures, see what's going on. You know, that's fine, but if you're, you know, if you're waiting for that text to come in and then make a play, we said that's where that fair chase line is getting violated. So,
yeah, Justin, is Boone and Crockett just North America, not global? What, you know, what do you cover?
Yeah, correct. So Boone and Crockett is native North American big game species. We do, you know, we do think that fair chase ethic has a place no matter where you're hunting in the world. But as an organization, we concentrate mainly on North American native game.
Okay. Listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Justin, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Justin Spring from Boone and Crockett Club right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show. Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we handle every aspect of your financing needs.
My name's Pete Scamardo. I've been with Farm Credit for about 35 years, and when you do business with Farm Credit, you do business with people that understand agriculture.
Pete has used Capital Farm Credit to finance just about everything.
Cattle, feed, grain, and the land that we buy. It's been really great getting to know these people and being able to call them friends and not just business associates.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Our guest today is Justin Spring, the director of Big Game Records for Boone and Crockett Club. And before we leave Fair Chase, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember looking at hunting in Alaska. And I don't know if it was a general policy, but there was something where if you flew in, because you would be probably flying over a herd of caribou or whatever you may be hunting, may be able to spot it from the air, that you could not hunt the first day. Was that an unwritten, or was that something that hunters were adhering to? How did that go down? Because that was a protection, and I'm equating that back in the day to the trail cameras, proper use of them today.
Yeah, no, that was became a game law in Alaska. You have to wait, you know, till the next day to hunt. But that was driven by the idea of fair chase, and Boone and Crockett's rules that, you know, you couldn't spot game from the air and then land it in its vicinity for the purpose of shooting. So you couldn't fly around and look for a big, you know, moose rack down below. You put the plane down and go shoot it. That was, you know, again, determined to be unfair advantage over the game. A lot of those fair chase rules did, you know, eventually become the game laws. So, you know, what we started as some ideas is kind of what shaped many of these states' rules on what's considered appropriate and not legally now.
Excellent. Justin, back to Alaska real quick then. What about up there where people have, like, bear hunts by boat?
You know, again, it's, you're not, you can't chase, harass game. I mean, you can use a vehicle to obviously access your hunting spot. I mean, here in, you know, Montana, when we're hunting black bears, yeah, you're a lot of driving and glassing, but, you know, you're not using the vehicle or the boat or whatever to actually, you know, sneak up on the animal or harass the animal or chase the animal. It's just a mode of transportation, you know. So that's the other thing with fair chase is we have, you know, rules that we've put in place, but those are the bare minimum. You know, each hunter has their own personal fair chase ethic. You know, we don't have a set shot distance that we say beyond 400 yards is too far. You know, the hunter needs to decide that. You know, what is your ethical distance that you can shoot a deer or shoot an elk at, you know? And that varies from person to person depending on their experience. I'd argue there's some people who have never shot more than, you know, 100 yards. They should probably keep their shots to that limit. You know, other people have shot 1,000. Maybe they can shoot at 400 or 500 yards.
Yeah, well, and a lot goes into that as far as bullet performance, you know, and kinetic energy, you know, downrange. Here's something else, and I love the history, and again, we have history now, Harold. We're old enough where we have some history. But I can remember looking at Boone and Crockett, and I think mule deer are beautiful animals. And in Texas, we have supposedly the Southwest Desert, you know, species, subspecies. And there were no mule deer from Texas in Boone and Crockett. And there was a push, and this, I think, probably predates you. This is back when Jack Reno was around, Justin. But there was a big effort trying to get a subspecies of mule deer beyond the Rocky Mountain. That didn't come to pass, but today, through management effort and age structure, older animals, there are some mule deer that have now grown to large enough size to be entered in Boone and Crockett. You have any thoughts on that? Because I think that's a remarkable story unto itself, talking about habitat management and age management.
Yeah, no, it's a great story, and it's, you know, unfortunately, it's one of the few real, you know, great examples of solid mule deer management that, you know, we've had. There's been a lot of challenges mule deer have faced across their ranges, and Texas is one place that did. You know, by, like you said, allowing more age, better habitat, they were able to increase that quality of mule deer. And, you know, we have seen some bucks come across our desk now, you know, from the state. So it's a very good thing to see. You know, people ask me a lot. I mean, yeah, it's fun to see a new world record, but, you know, I get more excited when I see an entry come in from a place that's never had a BNC qualifying head. It may just make the minimums. Well, that tells me conservation's working there, you know, and that's what our mission is, and that's what gets us excited here in Missoula.
Yeah, we're talking conservation, we're talking information, and a little more to that story for us, Justin, because your record book is not just so somebody can beat his chest and go, I made that book. You're using that information in a lot of ways, aren't you?
Yeah, correct. I mean, the idea of that is our records don't necessarily tell you this is the problem, but what it does do is gives you a snapshot of all of the North American continent. You can see general trends that are happening. You know, this particular area used to put out, you know, a book qualifying head every 3 years, but we haven't seen one in the last 20. You know, what changed there? Or this area never had it. Texas, for example, what they do there that all of a sudden started getting those mule deer showing up. And so it's kind of the, you know, it's an overall trend. It doesn't tell you the problem, but it definitely is a way to monitor and, you know, make management decisions off what has and hasn't worked in different places.
I know my whitetail editor at Texas Outdoors Journal, Bob Zeglin, I think he's got like seven animals. Six of them, or five of them, I think, are whitetail, stone sheep, something else, that have made Boone and Crockett. And it's really exciting to talk to people that are trophy connoisseurs, because his caveat is, if you want a trophy animal, you have to hunt where trophy animals are.
Right.
Okay? Go to the record keepers of trophy animals, Boone and Crockett, to figure out what part of Colorado or Utah, you know, what's turned on. Where in Texas, you know, things are coming from. It's a progression, and you all are really the library of information is what I lean heavily on in what I've learned and continue to learn over the years. And it starts every quarter when I get this magazine called Fair Chase.
How do I get that magazine?
Justin, can you answer that question for us?
You know, it's associate membership. We'd love to have you on. It's $35 a year. You get the magazine, discount on all our other books and everything. And, yeah, it's a great publication. I mean, there's the section in the book of all the accepted trophies. It's quarterly, so from that quarter. But, you know, there's a lot of deep dives on you know, conservation issues that BNC is involved in D.C., you know, our university programs. That's another, you know, thing that not a lot of people realize is we have endowed professors around the country ensuring that the North American model is taught to the up-and-coming wildlife managers. And so, you know, that program's highlighted in there. It's just a great, great read about the whole conservation scene with some really big critters in the back to look at as well.
Oh, I mean, you get the magazine, and this is pretty current stuff. I mean, that has been harvested. And
see, I wouldn't know. Bill doesn't share the magazine with me. He just
become a member.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get back to that, though. How do I do that? Online, perhaps?
Yep. The easiest is go to the website, and you can sign up there. And there's a digital version. If you don't want the paper, we can accommodate that, or we can send you the traditional magazine if that's what you'd prefer.
What might that website be?
www.boone-crockett.org.
And you spell Crockett with two T's at the end, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Correct.
We're talking about educational benefits of being involved with Boone and Crockett. What edition or what is the most recent all-time big game record book of where y'all with that now?
So we are just about ready to close our 31st big game award. That will be December 31st of 21.
Okay.
So next fall, the 31st Big Game Awards book will come out, and then the year after that will be the next edition of the all-time book that's done every 6 years. So we'll have a new book next year and the following year.
That is, in my estimation, the Bible of North American Big Game.
Okay.
But there are supplements that are produced for different time periods and for different species. Y'all are still doing that, I mean, for whitetail, you know, elk, et cetera, right?
Yeah, you know, the whitetail is the most recent one that we put out, was a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not on a set schedule like the awards book publications, but yeah, we still do that. And they seem to be pretty popular. You can kind of take a deep dive into you know, just whitetail when you do just a whitetail book in terms of the management and what is and isn't working.
Before we run out of time, the score sheets and the scoring instruction, where on the website is, how do I get there to order those from you all?
So you can, if you go onto the website, it's a newer website that we've gone to. There's a hunt tab.
Right.
And if you click on that, there's a scoring calculator. There's a PDF of the score chart. You can print them right off the website there. There's a store there. If you wanted to order them, you could do that as well. There's all the measuring stuff. There's a couple new things on there that folks might get a kick out of if you carry that tape around. We actually have a scoring kit we just put out that includes rulers and the tapes, and there's a miniature little score chart book in there that folks could use for a field score. So, yeah, jump on the website, and basically anything you need to figure out scoring and conservation is on there, and love to have you join as a member as well.
Harold, for Christmas, I want an official BNC ruler. All right, the website again is boone-crockett.org. Lots of information. Just jump in, delve into it, and I promise you, it is going to be enlightening, and it's going to help you as a hunter. It really is. Justin, we really appreciate you joining us. Hope you and yours have a very happy Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday, and look forward to having you again here on Texas Outdoor News.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Justin. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's coming up?
Well, speaking of mule deer, general season in the southwestern panhandle, 15 counties. That opens up November 20, goes to the 28th. Again, go to the Parks and Wildlife Annual on that one. November 30, December 5, mule deer general
November
season.
November 20.
I'm sorry, November 20. I'm in a hurry. December 5, mule deer general season panhandle, 40 counties. Again, TPWD Outdoor Annual on that one. Don't forget, of course, the 25th is Thanksgiving. Don't just eat. Give thanks with your family, okay? November 26, December 12, mule deer general season Trans-Pecos. That's 16 counties. Again, consult that annual. November 26, January 30, Sandhill Crane season. Zone B, that is 63 counties. What's that TPWD website? .gov.
.texas.gov.
.tex.gov. That's right. Google it. Anyway, go to one of those great events. Go hunting. Enjoy Thanksgiving in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They've got flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. The Mighty Mammoth Work Light is the coolest thing on the planet. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, not just the sun, but that light up there in your ceiling. Okay, it'll charge it up. Plus, they hold a charge for 7 years, and you can use these lights to charge your phone or other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off anything they have and free same-day delivery, shipping. Oh, same thing. Go to hybridlight.com, okay? I love mine.
Oh, yeah. No, good stuff. Absolutely. Want to thank our guest today, Justin Spring from Boone and Crockett Club. Their website is boone-crockett.org.
Two T's from Crockett, right?
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, okay. It is. And Harold was correct with the website of Texas Parks and Wildlife with a little assistance. TPWD.texas.gov for things here in the Lone Star State.
Yeah.
Next week, holiday weekend, we're going to be kind of wrapping this year up a little bit, starting to, with a, what do we do toward the end of the year and looking toward 2022?
There you go.
It's around the corner.
It sure is. And so is another birthday. Oh, well, anyway, do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, for a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeartRadio, Facebook. Friend us on Facebook and then share, okay? Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So be safe out there, whether you're on the water or in the field. Please have a very happy Thanksgiving, and be back next week for more Texas Outdoor News.